This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Impeachment weighed against the Biden economic agenda. I'm David Brancaccio. The House could vote as soon as tomorrow to impeach President Trump. Next would be a trial in the Senate, but there are concerns the timing of a trial could distract from the passing of President-elect Joe Biden's economic agenda. And this has been a concern this week among financial market players, and stock indicators are just turned negative, actually, this last moment. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer joins us from Washington. Nancy, what's being talked about among Democrats now?
Well, they want to hold President Trump accountable for inciting the attack on the Capitol last week, but they also want to give the Biden administration a strong start. Biden needs the Senate to confirm his nominees and to pass another relief bill. He wants to boost direct payments to $2,000 for most Americans, extend federal unemployment benefits, and send billions in aid to state and local governments.
And what are options for Democrats?
There's talk of the House waiting 100 days after its impeachment vote to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate. The idea here is Biden could use those 100 days to focus on his agenda. But Biden told reporters yesterday the Senate could handle everything at once by spending half its day on impeachment and half on nominations and the vote on the relief package. But there are concerns that a trial would just overshadow everything else. And remember, David, the Senate will be split 50-50 between Republicans and Democrats, with Vice President-elect Kamala Harris voting to break a tie. So Biden could need Republican support.
What's the timeline looking like in the Senate, do you think?
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell does not appear willing to move on impeachment until January 19th, the day before Biden's inauguration, and Democrats won't take over the Senate until Inauguration Day.
Nancy, thank you. 2021 is a young year, and among many other things, it's become the year of higher interest rates, which have moved off their near-zero pandemic lows of the bulk of last year. Bankrate.com today finds 30-year fixed mortgages moving up to 2.85 to 2.93% since last week. And the benchmark interest rate, the yield on the 10-year Treasury, is up at 1.17% now. Still low in the long sweep of history, but the highest since pandemic sheltering began. Jeffrey Cleveland is the chief economist at the investment firm Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles.
The interpretation, at least from my perspective, is the prospect for better economic news in the year ahead and perhaps more fiscal relief. I think that's what you're seeing reflected in higher Treasury yields today.
More fiscal relief. That's Washington spending more to get us out of the recession, given Democrats in control of both houses of Congress?
That is correct, David. The expectation is that households will see more relief. So we've already had a $600 check here recently, and that could be upsized in the immediate aftermath of the Biden inauguration. And that should help bolster consumer income. And then, as you know, so much of the U.S. economy is driven by consumer spending.
All right. Jeffrey Cleveland, chief economist, Payden & Riegel in Los Angeles. Thank you.
Have a great week.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Palo Alto Networks. As you innovate to transform your business in today's digital world, how do you stay secure? At Palo Alto Networks, our mission is to protect your digital way of life. Whether it's unprecedented opportunities or uncertainties with AI and whatever comes next, we continually deliver innovation to make each day safer and more secure than the one before. More at paloaltonetworks.com.
This is the week a new round of Paycheck Protection Program loans become available for pandemic-ravaged businesses. These are really grants if rules are met. Right now, it's for first-time applicants, and the application has to go through community banking organizations, no big banks, for now at least, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
The way this round of the PPP is rolling out is designed to help business owners like Terica Walker.
I'm basically hoping that I won't have to close my business.
Walker runs a home healthcare business in New Orleans. It didn't get a PPP loan the first time around.
And I'm just hoping and praying that everything goes right this time around.
In the first round of PPP, back in the spring, applications from Black-owned businesses were 2.5 times more likely to be rejected than those submitted by white-owned businesses, according to reporting in Vox. The community banking organizations that were given the monopoly on taking in applications at the start of this round didn't want that to happen again.
So we're a little bit anxious about making sure that the technology is in place to make sure everyone gets served.
That's Dominic Miarton, CEO of South Carolina's Black-owned Optus Bank.
We updated our phone systems. We've hired more people. I mean, we've done everything possible to make sure we don't miss an opportunity to help someone.
Last year, during the first rollout, the Small Business Administration's online system crashed. Bankers had to resubmit applications over and over. And Robert James II at the Black-owned Carver State Bank in Georgia was worried there would be technical glitches again.
The problem that we have is that there's a brand new technology system that we're supposed to use to submit those applications to the SBA, and we didn't get that information until late last night.
By Monday afternoon, Dominic Miarton's Optus Bank in South Carolina had taken in 25 applications.
5 have been completed.
Many of the new applicants were new customers.
What I'm pleased about, just looking at the businesses and talking with them, a lot of them are minority and women-owned businesses, and they are finding us from out of area.
Which was precisely the point of giving community banks first dibs at processing the earliest applications for this new round of PPP loans. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
Much will happen throughout the day with this epic mix of politics and the economic agenda these days. Listen for my colleague Kai Rizdahl, host of Marketplace, on many public radio stations or streamable, marketplace.org. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. You're listening to The Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.